House Bill 1096, an act to align liability for certain attempts to prevent or delay the control of eradication of weeds or the mountain pine beetle.
House Bill 1096, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Madden.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1096 is an act to assign liability for certain attempts to prevent or delay the control or eradication of weeds and mountain pine beetles. This bill would give power to private landowners when their land is damaged by neglected public land. This bill would allow the private landowner to sue a group for damages if they delay or prohibit a neighboring public landowner from mitigating weeds or serious mountain pine beetles. This is a serious problem in the Black Hills area, where trees that were killed by pine beetles are not allowed to be cut down because environmental groups have intervened with the U.S. Forest Service. The pine beetles continue to spread, and the fire danger continues to grow. If these trees burn down, it will create a hazard, and people will be able to sue the environmentalists for allowing it to happen with this bill. I encourage you to help keep our forests healthy and strong by passing this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Whiting.
Madam President, members of the body, well, I don't know where to begin on this one. There's certainly nobody that objects more to some of the things that the Sierra Club and other organizations are doing as regards our national forests than I do. We've seen timber concessions getting blocked. We've seen prescribed burns getting blocked. We've seen the pine beetle efforts being blocked and so on. I certainly oppose those actions. But I guess what I don't oppose is the right of those people to go through the processes of government, the processes that we prescribe to make their views known. And that's what this bill does. It stifles the right of people to petition government. It stifles free speech. This is one of the most blatantly, I will say it's not the only unconstitutional bill I've seen before this legislature this season, but it certainly is one of the most blatantly unconstitutional bills that I can imagine. You just can't do that. You can't make people liable for government actions just because they have expressed themselves as being in favor of those actions. I mean, think about it. It's about the most flagrant violation of free speech and the right to petition government that one can imagine. So I would urge you to not give this bill much further consideration and vote against it.
Madam President.
Further remarks. Senator Klochek.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I would like to echo what Senator Whiting had to say on the subject and add a few other food for thought comments. You know, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we have a real concern here, and certainly I have a deep concern for the pine beetle problem and the weed problems on federal and state lands throughout South Dakota. And I do commend Senator Madden and all those people on this issue. However, I'm concerned about vagueness. The weed and pests addressed in this bill, both in Section 38.22.12 and 38.20A, the definitions for those words mean two different things. The law applies to any public land, not just to the pine beetle area. The National Forest Service, where it's aimed, but also to township roads, right-of-ways, federal fish and wildlife, state property, county, and city lands. In committee, we heard the problems that could be heard up in Senator Simmons' district. What would happen if we passed this law with those people? Where would we create a public easement? Are these then considered public lands? Does it imply that we have to prove that one weed or pest had originated on a certain property? The weed or pest might be spread through air, seed, or through water. How would you prove that? We already have existing laws, I would contend to you, honorable ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, and this legislation is moot from the beginning. The bill could act as a deterrent for someone who is exercising, as Senator Whiting so eloquently said, someone who is exercising their constitutional legal right to question federal, state, county, township, or city policy. It is unfair in that the law would act as a greater deterrent to individuals and citizens groups than to those individuals and groups that are well-funded. And I would quote to you this following statement, and it is from an anonymous source. The Constitution was not perfect when it was framed. It is not perfect today. Our Constitution and even our Bill of Rights provides no set formula that fits all peoples around the world, but they do offer an inspiring example of ageless ideals realized and made to work, with the eternal message that men and women everywhere were intended to be free to shape their own destinies. And I would certainly consider honor and applaud those that brought this bill forward, but it appears that it does have some constitutional problems, and with all the other problems listed today, I would ask that you considerably defeat this measure. Thank you, Madam President, honorable members of the body.
Further remarks, Senator Vitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is exactly what the opponents of this bill wanted you to say on the floor, is that you have no recourse and nowhere to go with this. I would argue the fact that they are wrong when they say that we're going to stifle freedom of speech. Anybody can appeal. The gist of this bill is that if you do appeal and your decision is wrong and you bring wrongdoing against it and you destroy property and you destroy not only the Forest Service property, but the property of independent landowners, somebody has to be held responsible. They don't want to be held responsible. That's what's happened over the years. One day we're going to wake up and we're going to find you have no more grazing rights. Nobody. Then you're going to wake up and find out, well, you're going to see in the news that Black Hills is on fire and it's all being ate up. Why? Because of an appeal process where nobody will take responsibility. If you file an appeal, is what this legislation does, you are running the risk that if you cause property damage, you must pay. They would stop and think a little bit better than what they're doing. Up in my part of the country, Norback up in there, it is tremendously, it's a time bomb waiting to go off. The appeal process has stopped us from thinning out there to prevent forest fires. One day you're going to wake up and our national monument's going to be black, because we cannot prevent forest fires out there, because we cannot thin. The economy will be wrecked, and you will no longer have a beautiful place to go. Same way with these pine beetles. If you look at a photograph or aerial of it, place, and see how the area that is now brownish, ready for a forest fire. And when that happens, nobody's going to be held responsible. They're going to say it's an act of nature. I say that it could have been prevented if not an appeal come forth. And then the people at homes, it's going to be destroyed. Personal property is going to be destroyed. There's still no liability, no conscience of what's been done, because our purpose has been served. So I would say to the two people that got up and spoke on behalf of killing this bill, that they are wrong when you say that they don't have the right, and freedom of speech is being denied. You can appeal. But when you appeal, you know that you have responsibility with that appeal. And with that, I hope we pass this bill out of here. I want to say this, too. The House passed it out 61-6 in favor. So they know what responsibility is, isn't it?
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Senator Whiting speaks a second time?
Madam President.
Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Madam President. My name is on this bill, and I signed on because I believe, in theory, in the devastation that's occurring out in the hills with the pine beetle. But once I had a chance to actually look at the language of the bill, I have to agree with Senator Whiting that this is not the right approach to take. We have an open courts provision in the South Dakota State Constitution, and it allows people to openly and freely sue. We also have something called tort law, and if someone is actually responsible for damaging your property, you can take them to court and sue. But indirectly, we can hold someone who sues liable if the lawsuit that they eventually won results in damage to you. So I'd urge you to vote against the bill, but I hope that this bill does send a message about what's happening, and that the federal government will wake up and realize the threat they're posing in the Black Hills. Thank you.
Further remarks. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1096. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunjim?
Aye.
Dunrebecca?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
No.
Flowers?
No.
Frederick?
Aye.
Hangy? Halverson? Ham? Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klochek?
No.
Lang? I'm sorry, Senator Lang? Lawler? Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Paisley?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Browns?
No.
Schoner? Daggers?
No.
Simmons?
No.
Valandra?
No.
Vitter?
Aye.
Whiting?
No.
Senator Duxbury?
No.
Madam President, ayes 18, nays 17, no, nays 16, excused 1.
Madam President, I'd move to reconsider.
So noted, Senator.
Notice of intent to reconsider.
House Bill 1096 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.
Notice of intent to reconsider.
Thank you, Senator. We've got it.